Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. And here's the desert update. Bighorn lambing grounds closed to off-road vehicles. In accordance with a legal settlement with the Center for Biological Diversity, Sierra Club, and PEER, the Bureau of Land Management has closed two environmentally damaging roads within lambing grounds for the endangered Peninsular Bighorn Sheep through the end of June. The roads are in the Coyote Mountains near the San Diego Imperial County border in California. The Peninsular Bighorn Sheep was listed as endangered in 1998. Last year, the center won a designation of 800,000 acres of critical habitat areas, including the Carrizo Peak in the Coyote Mountains, and 18,000 acres of desert closed to save desert tortoises. In accordance with the terms of a legal settlement with the Center for Biological Diversity, Sierra Club, and PEER, the Bureau of Land Management has closed 18,000 acres in the fragile Mojave Desert to destructive dirt bikers. Portions of the Rand Mountains south of Ridgecrest have been designated as a protected critical habitat area for endangered tortoises since 1994. Some off-road vehicle areas were allowed to remain open in the area under strict conservation guidelines. Unsatisfied with huge swaths of land to drive over, however, off-roaders have cut fences, vandalized revegetation projects, and trespassed in sensitive wildlife areas. Consequently, tortoise numbers have continued to plummet toward extinction. Unable to control the trespassers, the BLM has closed 18,000 acres to all entry by off-road vehicles. And stop the rollback of desert protections. Attend the Arizona and California public hearings to keep ORV mayhem limits in place. In response to a lawsuit by the Center for Biological Diversity, the Sierra Club, and PEER, the Bureau of Land Management has closed 50,000 acres of the Algodones sand dunes in southeast California to off-road vehicles starting in November of 2000. The closure was enacted to protect the threatened Pearson's milk vetch and a host of other sensitive plants and animals in this fragile desert ecosystem. Before the suit, up to 200,000 off-road drivers would pound the closed areas on some weekends. Endangered species were not the only losers. Gun battles, drug overdoses, high-speed collisions, burning cars, and attacks on federal rangers threaten human lives as well. The Bush administration, however, has issued a draft plan to reopen the area to off-road vehicles despite the impact to imperiled species, clean air, and human safety. Please attend one of the following upcoming public hearings to register your support for permanent closure of the 50,000-acre refuge to off-road vehicles. All the following meetings are held from 7 to 10 p.m. On April 9th, the meeting will be in El Centro, California at the City Council Chambers, 1275 Main Street. April 11th in Long Beach at the Grand, 4101 East Willow Street. April 15th in Phoenix, Arizona at Phoenix College, 1202 West Thomas Road. On April 18th in Brawley, California at the Brawley City Council Chambers, 225 A Street. April 23rd, Yuma, Arizona, at the Civic and Convention Center, 1440 West Desert Hills Drive. April 25th, in San Diego, at the Marriott Mission Valley, 8757 Rio San Diego Drive. Once again, all those hearings are from 7 to 10 p.m., and please encourage the Bureau of Land Management to halt all incursions into the 50,000-acre Algodones Dunes area to off-road vehicles. We want to thank the Center for Biological Diversity for this update. Their website, www.biologicaldiversity.org. That's www.biologicaldiversity.org. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come advise, it depends.